North Pivot and I want to say it's very nice to be able to walk to a town meeting for a change. Seeing my shopping clothes with a lot of wear on Main Street. We're at about 8:30 now, and let's be honest, for most of us, this whole civic participation thing is a chore. It's a responsibility, we stay informed, we vote, and really that should be enough. I mean, one of the reasons we have elected representatives is so that they can do all this stuff and free the rest of us up to be productive, keep the economy rolling and, you know, do all that pursuit of happiness stuff. But yet the speakers who say that we need increased participation, to the extent even of committing ourselves to campaigns for elective office, are completely correct. We may have no desire to make a career of it out of public service. We may have no thirst for political power, but that's precisely why we are needed. Simply put, if we don't step forward, it's not that nobody else will, somebody else will, and that somebody doesn't see government as a chore. As an indication of what I'm talking about, I'm going to read just a few lines from the infamous fire truck petition. This proposal is being sought because the item was not considered by the Tiverton Budget Committee in the docket for this year, and because numerous members of the Tiverton Budget Committee have advocated a maximum increase in the annual tax levy not to exceed 1% or zero.
That was me.
Because the Tiverton Budget Committee is recommending a slash school operational budget in order to achieve their desired goal, and because these same budget committee members are squandering the limited ability to utilize tax revenues under the state mandated cap of 4.75% to improve the community as a whole. There's no statement of a dire need for a fire truck in a horrible economy. There's no research about the likely changes in property insurance. No examples of lives that would recently have been saved. The authors of the petition didn't even bother to note properties that might have been preserved in the past, and there are some. According to news reports, they didn't even consult the fire chief. Their primary motivation, in other words, is to outmaneuver people they don't like on the budget committee. And secondly, to claim as much of your income as possible. Their design is to take money from every taxpayer in Tiverton allocated to the priorities of a few people with time and motivation to manipulate procedure. Some of these people benefit directly from town government or are close to people who do. Others of them, well, who knows, maybe they got their eyes on the state house or some distant dream on Congress. Maybe they just like feeling a little local prominence, or maybe it's more like a high school popularity thing. But I want to stress here is I'm not talking about everybody in local government, whether I agree with them or not. But this is certainly a segment. A vocal and active contingent that must be countered. And the reason it must be countered is that if somebody is in government for personal gain, whether you're talking about gain of the wallet or gain of the ego, or even if he or she just thought it'd be a nice way to get involved in the community, then that person is going to be more susceptible to special interests. For example, throughout the recent teachers' contract discussions, we heard again and again from the union, as well as people on the other side of the negotiating table, that the money for a retroactive raise while they were working to rule and striking was in the budget. The people of Tiverton, they argued, wanted that money to go to the teachers' union. And now here we stand with all three of the town's major contracts up for negotiation during a down economy, and a school committee chairman told the budget committee that he's got no bargaining money. The town council president claims it's easier to have too much money in the budget for labor and to put some back in the general fund if negotiations go well. What these representatives should be advocating is to force the unions to negotiate against a taxpayer-mandated cut. Instead, there's been a push, which we'll probably see again, this hasn't come up tonight, but it's important, we'll probably see a push at the financial town meeting to postpone budget decisions until after the unions are settled up. They'll say it's for more information, but that's the effect. The committee and the council want to negotiate with an admittedly weak hand rather than to be able to say to the unions, the money is not in the budget. At least you have your jobs. You probably already know the argument that we'll hear if the FTM occurs after the fact. These contracts are signed. There's nothing we can do except raise taxes. Oh, and by the way, we're going to need more money to staff, equip, and fuel our new fire truck. Folks, we do have to start small. And that means simply attending the financial town meeting. But we also have to build. These people, these problems, already permeate our entire system at every layer of government. And TCC is available for mostly for structure and much needed moral support at the town level. And the Rhode Island Statewide Coalition is growing at the state level for the same purpose. But there really is no substitute for participation. We've reached a point in Tiverton and in Rhode Island that participation is no longer a civic duty, it's no longer a chore. As Tom said earlier, it's a matter of self-defense.